Hey, man.
Recording in progress.
All right, got it. That means boom, boom. We are live.
We are live.
Let me go to full screen. How are you, man?
Good. How are you, dude?
I'm good. Was tired today.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I woke up and I went to, I ate and made coffee and all that stuff, and then I did my... my student recitals.
How'd that go?
It went great. The kids were awesome, man. Like,
did they make you proud?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think they made their parents proud, which is the most important. Hopefully. Maybe there's some students that are like, dude, their parents left and they were like, I don't know. Sometimes
so
I think about that.
If you were like more proud than the parents.
Yeah, maybe.
Like,
they're
crying,
just like, hey,
more.
Good job, Johnny. And I'm just like, dude, oh my God, you did. Fuck. Yes, man. You're going to be in a band?
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, it was a good day. And then I ended up going and getting a washing machine from one of Aaron's tenants because their washing machine's been broken for a while, and got it out of there. It's sitting in the van, reeking the van up. So it's just like old water at the bottom. It's gross.
Nasty.
So
that's
yeah.
Fun.
How was your day, man?
Good. Woke up, had some coffee. I've been watching Graham Hancock's new series on Netflix.
Okay. I have not heard that he had a new series on Netflix. How is it?
It's really good. It's really good. It just came out, and him and Randall did a episode on Rogan to, like, I guess promote it, but they talked about a bunch of stuff. But that was interesting because Randall Carlson spilled the beans.
Oh, which beans?
He said they got to do another episode because he didn't want to get into it, but they got into it. Basically, for the past 7 years, there's been some scientists, essentially a lot of it is some of Tesla's ideas.
Okay. Nikola Tesla?
Yeah.
Not the car company?
Right. Yeah. And a few of the other known scientists, like Schauberger, Van Hauser, you know, there's a few names. All their work was confiscated and destroyed, and they were censored, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. And what kind of scientists were they?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but a lot of the basically trying to recreate and recapture certain technologies that they've theorized the ancients had, that they aided them in the building of megaliths, you know, and you get into like how they fucking use sound and shit and all that stuff.
Nice. What's it called?
Pheom Fembotics or something.
Oh, okay, cool. Look up something like that, or I'll just look up Graham Hancock.
Well, Randall Carlson's the one that talked about it,
right? But it's on his show, right?
No, Randall talked about it on the Rogan episode.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Both
gotcha.
Ones. Yeah, yeah. And he showed a chart. It's based on how everything has a frequency, and if
right.
you control that frequency, you can manipulate it. And that he showed a chart. The thing is, they've been working in secret for 7 years and keeping Randall in the loop. He hasn't been able to talk about it because they don't want to get hijacked.
Gotcha.
So they actually got all the technology worked out and they got patents. And now they're able to talk about it. So he said in the next few years, this stuff is going to be coming out.
Cool.
Essentially like rediscovered technologies of ancient past. So,
right.
Yeah, anyway, Graham, that's what I did this morning. I was drinking coffee and watching that. And I brought Rocky back home. I was boarding a Pomeranian. Sweet little fluffy booger. And I just got home from it earlier, and I was at that red light at a Steel and 40th.
Uh-huh.
Is it Steel? Yeah.
Yeah, were you coming off the highway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw some... It's just so fucking stupid, dude. I saw some like smoke all over the intersection. You know Mr. A's famous lounge is right there?
I hadn't paid attention.
Yeah, it's not open unless it's open, and then it's banging. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It's always closed, and then one night it's like boom, packed. Like, what's going on?
Interesting.
So I see all kind of smoke in the intersection. I'm like, fucking construction again. You know, what's going on here?
Yeah, because they've been working on that for a long time right next to your house.
All kind of stuff. They were doing like new pipes, water pipes and stuff. And then as I got closer, I saw like a taillight. And then I could hear it. They're doing donuts in the intersection. And there's all kind of people in the corner and people videoing. And I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. It was like this big truck. And then he took off. And then I saw a car like back up and turn around and leave. And then I hear the guy on a megaphone, who's next? Let's go. Who's next? And then another, like a Ford Lightning came in and ripped it up.
Oh my goodness.
And then some dumpy like Chevy Silverado with shit in the back tried to do donuts and he couldn't get it going. I was like, oh no, somebody fucking just hit a light pole. Fuck off.
Something.
Y'all.
Yeah.
But like the nerve of some of these fucking people to just say, fuck everybody. We're shutting down this intersection and we're doing donuts.
Jesus. So did you have to sit there for a long fucking time?
I sat there watching because I wanted to see someone wreck their car. Like, fuck these dumb motherfuckers, dude.
Some people are into it, man. Like, that's a...
I mean, I'm into that stuff.
A very large, like, community of people.
I'm into performance vehicles. I think that's fun. But it's the saying, fuck y'all, we're shutting down an intersection.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the fucked
up. It's like an inconvenience.
Part. Just yeah, so and you're putting like people in danger. Yeah. Like I had to call Ford and be like, hey, don't take that route on the way home. I don't want you caught up in that. You know what I mean? Like, you're in danger.
Gotcha. Yeah.
People. Like, I could have been taking a dog for a walk. There's people, you know what I'm saying? This is so fucking dumb. So I wound up turning around and they're not there anymore. They must have got shut down. It's so fucking stupid, dude.
Yeah.
So I turned around and whenever I left, I saw like more people coming up into the line. I saw like an older man with a hood on driving a Prius. And I was like, ooh, he's probably fuming right now.
He's like, what are the, oh my God.
Yeah.
Waste of gas.
Yeah. So there's like, you see like a car and turn around. So I thought that stuff only existed on TikTok when people got hit. You know what I'm saying? You ever see those videos?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Fucking get rammed in the hip and like, fuck, shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, that was a bad spot to be.
Yeah.
I saw this one video on Instagram today. I was just like perusing through because I was bored. And it's this guy who drives like this older Mustang or something.
Yeah.
And he goes and he peels out, right? He burns his rubber or whatever. And then he like makes the wrong turn and his whole body just comes out like a beached whale, just like,
oh,
God.
He was hanging out the passenger window?
No. The door was closed. Like, he just fell out of the car.
The driver fell out?
The driver fell out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the caption was, who was it? I think it was Eric Moore. The drummer,
oh,
he shared something, and I was just like, "What, dude?" The guy laughed my ass off. I did. I don't know.
Oh, it's
unfortunate for that guy, but very funny to watch.
It's just crazy to actually see that happen in real life, right there. Mr. A's Famous Lounge. We should book a show there.
We should. That'd be fun. Get it popping. Yeah. Bring the cars.
Yeah, we can make a whole line of stickers about like. That we can get a bear in a performance vehicle doing donuts.
With sweet sunglasses at nighttime. Yeah, dude.
Yes. Yeah, dude. Speaking of show, last night's single release show was pretty fun. Somebody brought a huge freaking crowd.
Yeah, it was. And, it was people with friends, man, for sure.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
I haven't watched our video yet. I need to export it.
Yeah. Like, you might hear a lot of wrong notes.
I heard a lot during the show, so I'm sure it's there, but I fucked up my drum rolls like those triplets.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just got to get on the kit more, but those are weird. Like my arms like locked up and I was like, and then like, if you fuck up, but you hit the one, you're good.
You broke a stick last night too. I saw one land.
I broke a stick and then I dropped one. When I dropped the stick, it hit my other stick. So it knocked my left hand stick out.
Oh, gotcha.
And I was stuck
That happens, man.
I was stuck because I had to reach over to my bag. Yeah.
Did you reach over or under?
I didn't. I was like, switch. I switched. I switched to my left. And then
what's important is we didn't stop and start over.
Right.
Could you imagine?
Dude. We've like actually
one
done
little
that.
Fuck up and then start the whole thing over.
I think Death of Skepsis did that before. Or it was a worship song back in the church days. It went so bad.
Wow. Good.
Something. Yeah.
Good. I was thinking about that today whenever I was with, you know, I made a couple of mistakes on some of the accompany parts today at Global Sound. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, why does it matter so much more that, like, I don't want to mess up an Alfred set? You know what I mean? Like, there's something about it that it's just like, this is my stuff. Like, I wrote this and fuck, I can't hit the right G sharp today or something like that, you know? But I do think it has a lot to do with, like, I don't have the right pedal skills for the pedals that I have. So I'm just going to simplify, man. It's a whole game. And I'm realizing that because somebody's like, you need a delay pedal. You need a fuzz pedal. You need this. I was like, I kind of like the sound of the guitar coming from the amp, man. Like,
yeah, I feel you.
Kind of what I enjoy. So.
I liked what Todd from Mind the Void. Shout out to Mind the Void. I really like
that. Oh, yeah, Mind the Void. Thanks, guys, for bringing all the people and the fun.
And I messaged Lion's Lair today and said, hey, we got another band. Let us know. And I'm going to fucking book some this week. I got some places I'm going to email. But, you know, he talked about space.
Yeah.
And that was really awesome.
Yeah, that was a good conversation.
Yeah.
And it's like it's actually worth talking about because as a two piece, they kind of understand the things that we have to like think about when we're playing a show, you know? So talking to another two piece about the difference between having like a five piece band, you know, and being able to like make one or two little fuck ups here and there and nobody would notice, like in a two piece, come on, you know, one thing goes wrong and it's noticeable. So
yeah big time. But I would say that the difference between us and them is that their music half is bass, so they already have like the sound covered, and then you can just get like a pedal that adds that high distortion and then problem solved. But with guitar it's really tricky
because it's hard to I think it's not like scientifically good. Because in order to create an octave below, like you have to take from an existing harmonic, like a natural harmonic, and go below it, which doesn't really happen. You know what I mean? Like, how do I explain it? So like A, 440 A on the piano, it's like A above middle C. Mm-hmm. That starts at 440 hertz. You know what I mean? And then goes above that. In order to make an octave, I'd have to try to replicate 220 below, and it's not a real, it's not the actual frequency, so it's just like a mock frequency. So I think that's because if you were to with the octaver, it doesn't sound good.
Because if you were to like physically play the octave below, you would have all the natural harmonics that go with it.
Yes, and they're natural. You know what I mean? They're not like digitally or electronically made.
And
you know
I guess just to explain to anybody listening that doesn't know what we're talking about, if you don't, when you play a note on an instrument, you get the note, but then you get all these like sub notes that naturally happen with it.
Yeah.
That aren't that note. They're different notes. So
it's not the same note. It is the same note, like octaves higher.
Oh, it's in the octaves.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Well, it's just a frequency of it. Right. It's not the octave. I mean, it's the same note, but like you hit something at 80 hertz and you also have a harmonic at like 160 and all the other things. So above it. I could be wrong on that, but like that's the mindset I have on it. Like if I do the natural one above.
When you use an octave pedaler, it just synthetically recreates 440 hertz. It mathematically turns it to 220. But you don't get all those subharmonics that would
and that's what I think it does. I mean, I could do some more research on it, but at this point, what I'm thinking is I'm just going to get rid of all my pedals and just have like a distortion pedal and just try to.
I think that would be smart.
As fat as possible.
Like start from there and then add.
Yeah.
You know, once we find that pocket, then you can be like, okay, now I know where the octaver will fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I bought this big ass pedal board thinking I was going to have like lots of pedals, and I really just use a wah pedal and a distortion pedal. So
yeah, you have such a great rig though, because that amp has like, it's warm and chunky.
It is.
I feel like if I, you like the tubes, just, man, turned up the low end and let that bass speaker sing,
yeah,
I mean, we'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't even think I need a bass speaker. I think I could just do it through this amp and turn the lows up from that, because it's a big ass 115. Mm. You know what I mean?
Maybe so. We should try all of it.
We're going to try all of it. Next time we practice, I think I'm going to try to just bring it.
Yeah. I want to try both of them. I want to try the with the bass speaker and then without it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean,
see what happens.
Yeah, I guess that should work. I got to make sure that the speaker's made for the amount of amperage, I guess, or the amount of volts that this thing puts out.
The
so,
ohms,
we'll see.
And the impedance.
The ohms and the impedance and yeah, the amperage.
That was a super fun show, though. I wanted to ask.
It was, man.
For the first three songs, I was hearing something, and I was looking at your amp, and I was like, am I hearing it because of where I am, or is that because it was happening? And it was like this high note, and no matter what you were playing, I only heard that high note. Did you hear that too? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I did hear that.
What was that? It was like a...
So it was either... I either still had my wah pedal on, which I thought about, and then I tested, and I can't remember if I came to that conclusion. But also, it happened later too. But my guitar was feeding back really bad because the monitors were faced right at the guitar. And my guitar is super fucking high gain. So, yeah, I think... there's just a plethora of things that were different than jamming in the room or jamming on a large stage with a very long, empty room. So,
yeah. Okay. So it was like a feedback thing. I wasn't going crazy.
I think it was a feedback thing, but I think what you were hearing might've been the wah pedal was still on, you know, cause you clip it on by hitting it down at the top of it, and clicking the button to engage it. So I think what I had was I thought I put it all the way up, and I might have just not gotten the button good enough. So I don't know. Like I said, the pedal game's hard.
But yeah, I believe. I mean, just playing.
People like, seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, there's guitarists that love it.
Yeah.
what was I about to say? Yeah, because I relate because you know, whenever I play acoustic sets, I remember having to practice with the mic so that I knew what it was like to not be able to look.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like that's a whole element. Like you practice at home and then you go to open mic and you're like, oh fuck, I got it. And you're like, I didn't think about this. And then like you got that and you got high energy because we're playing rock. So there's that natural level of like wanting to play harder too.
Yeah.
And like thinking about the pedal. Like, oh fuck, I gotta slide up, but then is it the lower, is it, and then boom, now you're fucked.
Yeah.
So that's tricky.
It is a tricky game, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you're getting it.
Yeah. Getting
you're
it.
Getting it.
Getting it. I need to clip my nails, I noticed today. I should have clipped them last night. But I think they were getting, I don't know how the guitarists, like the classical guitarists, like keep long fucking nails.
Yeah, I'm good.
I couldn't, like, I would cut everything. I'd scratch my face and just like, oh, my eyeball, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they're literally long nails. It's gross.
Yeah. It's not gross. I wouldn't call it gross. I couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got a professor that he's a classically trained guitarist and he still plays all the time.
I think I met him.
Yes, right? You did. Yes, yeah. You did. Dr. Gary, and Dr. Gary's got long nails and stuff like that. But that dude rips on the guitar.
Yeah.
I've seen him a couple of times now and he's super talented.
Do you think he'd want to be a guest?
No.
On the podcast?
On the podcast? Maybe. Yeah. I could hit him up.
We should try to get Todd and or Charlie from Mind the Void and also Jesse.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Down.
We got a lot of friends and people at this point we could get on here. Yeah. Have some fun.
And it's easy. We just get him on the recording train with us.
Definitely. Yeah. So that was our single release show last night. That was super, super fun.
Yeah, really
Soul fun. Juice is out.
It's out. It is. It's out. And Because you can find it at Spotify, all the stuff, right?
Everywhere. Snapchat.
Yeah, it's every
TikTok.
Snapchat? TikTok? Oh,
the
my
whole
God.
Thing. Yeah, we're everywhere, dude.
Dude, we've gotten the whole kit and caboodle. We made it.
Yeah. If we can get 300,000 streams, we'll make like $2.47.
Yeah. Well, I got to be honest, man. I've been joking around about it, you know, because I think it's a funny thing to talk about. But I'm thinking about starting like an OnlyFans, but for like musicians, you know, where it's just like you play drums and you're naked. Yeah. You just do it. Just go for it, man. It's freeing. I'm a nudist. I figured that out recently. Like,
I actually think you might be onto something, because if you're just naked, girls aren't interested. But if you're doing something,
if you're talented and naked.
Yeah. Like, how many girls out there want to watch a band dude play naked?
Yeah.
Probably a lot.
That's going to be a poll. If anybody watches this and they have an answer to that, we want to know. It's for science. It's
yeah,
for science.
Like, you got to do it when you wake up and you're nasty.
Oh, no, no, man. I mean, like, I'm going full shower. I might, like,
oh,
maybe
you're
spray tan.
Up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got to start working out, though.
Okay. Okay.
And then just playing piano in the buff, you know?
In the it's buff? Great.
In the buff. Yeah, what's that's what that? I call being naked. In the buff.
Why?
You never heard that?
No.
Oh, that's, I don't know where that came from. I've always heard it as like, oh, he's in the buff. In the buff.
That's hilarious.
I can't believe that's not a common thing. Maybe.
Dude, I can't stop thinking about whenever Spencer and Isabel walked up. It was Isabel. She was drinking just straight whiskey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, like, I've been sober for a while. I mean, a few weeks. I had a little bit of beer last night, but dude, I've never smelled whiskey that strong. It was like,
yeah,
it was like floral all through my nose. Like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was wild. So, yeah. Last night, being completely sober, like,
I liked
not
it.
Smoking any weed, not drinking anything at all, like just water. I really did enjoy that. Like, yeah. I feel like I remember every single song we played, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is what happened this song, like this is what happened this song. It's yeah. not like whenever you're all shit faced on stage or like get too high in the parking lot or something and you're just like, I just gotta make it through, man. Like,
yeah,
it was very enjoyable just to like
was.
Play the songs
super clear headed.
Like, yeah, it was good. It's loud, so though I want to figure something out with like in-ear monitors for myself. I think I wouldn't scream as much if I had some in-ear monitors.
To hear,
not as like cool scream, you know, like Fry Scream or whatever, but like just to have them so I can hear what I need to hear better, you know?
Yeah, because every club is different and every sound situation is different.
Yeah.
So it would be helpful to have a way to make that consistent. No matter
yeah.
where we go. We know.
I mean, I've got the capabilities for it because we use in-ears and I'm starting to use in-ears with Octopus Tree, and also just whenever I play drums with a band, I have in-ear monitors instead of just the monitors, because I usually can't hear, like, even if there's a big ass monitor like right there, I can hear things, but
not clearly.
I can't really hear. Yeah, I can't hear it clearly. I don't. Yeah. I don't hear it like I'd normally like to hear it. You
yeah,
know?
Like I couldn't hear you at all. For the first two songs.
I couldn't hear the guitar at all either. That's why I needed the guitar up in
so
the front.
So how would that work? Is it like you give the sound guy some Bluetooth quarter inch jack and then we just off of a soundboard, or like how does that?
No. So I have a wireless system. I got it. Hold on. Like, I can show it to you. Hold on.
Like, let's say we go on a 1 week tour and we bring your inner set. How would that work with all the different sound guys?
You pretty much just ask them to put the fucking XLR for the monitor into the back of this.
Right.
And this is a left-right left-right mono or stereo
gotcha
transmitter. It says stereo wireless transmitter. Yeah, that's what it's called. But anyway, then you have a pack on your back and then you put your headphones in, and I have some really cheap in-ear monitor.
Okay, so like
works fine.
I should just get my own earpiece that works with that.
Yeah,
kind of thing, and then we can just carry that around everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you might have to get your own. Maybe not. I have a box that you can have because you don't move around that much. Yeah, we could make it happen right now, really. But
it's basically
I wanted to talk about in-ear monitors. We can do it. So,
okay.
No, you just have to just get the whatever goes to his speaker, his powered speaker up on stage. You just put it in your own little like box, and it just translates all the information they would put into the regular monitor into your ears.
Because we wouldn't be using the monitors.
Because we won't be using the monitors on stage. Instead so he doesn't monitor, have to fight back.
With, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Oh. It's the box.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's also ways like the Check 90s band that I play in. Oh.
My Behringer thing that I got for.
Ooh,
it's new.
I can't see it.
Fucking come on, motherfucker.
Just move it around. Take it.
I haven't even turned it on yet, but. Well, I'm backwards.
That's
right
beautiful.
Here. You can see this USB right here.
Yep.
That's for Bluetooth. Let me see. Behringer Digital Wireless. You get the little, it's like a flash drivey type thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So channels 1 and 2.
Cool.
What's that for? Like wireless mic, not monitors. Okay. Never
mind. Right. Gotcha. The USB mics, they're pretty interesting. Yeah. I have some friends from school that like all they do is record on their USB mics, and they can make some really cool like sounds with it, or like capture some cool sounds with it. Cause it's technically what we do with our interface. It just, ours goes through more stuff. So,
right.
Anyway, that's cool, man. You should bring that over here sometime and we should like jam it on some speakers.
Yeah. I want to do that. I want to do a quick crash.
Is it powered?
No.
Okay, cool.
No, this is only like $200. It's got 4 XLRs. How many inputs is this? It's eight. It's 8 inputs. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5, 6, 7, 8.
Cool.
Balanced shit. So I've never messed much with actual soundboards, so I need to plug it up and then do a crash course on it. So cool.
Bring it over, man. We'll just have to find like a powered speaker. That's it.
What I really want to do.
Actually, we could do it on my studio monitors.
Yeah, I could do it on mine too, I guess. But what I really want to do with it is two things. I want to set up an acoustic session and pretend I'm doing an acoustic show. La 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 la. Cool. Now I know how to do that if I ever book. Like, you know, Dylan Crozier shit.
Right.
And I also want to plug up the rap beats.
Yeah.
And get that ready so that I can book those shows. And anywhere I go, I'm ready to like compute. And I know it goes into the RCA and shit, but I think having you help me would be great because I know you.
Yeah, dude,
like
come on over. I got books and books and books on that stuff now.
And I hit up Blast and Scrap today.
Oh yeah, sweet.
Yeah,
for a hip hop show?
No, an acoustic, but also Alfred.
Cool.
Because we were talking about getting our set tight. So I was like, "Fuck it, stage time. That's what we need."
Yeah.
So Blast and Scrap. That's a gimme. If we get Squire, Lines, Lair. I'm gonna look into Albuquerque and shit tomorrow. Maybe
try Albuquerque, but I've got a line on stuff in Farmington. We could go do
Farmington
anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah. But send me the places and I can email tomorrow unless you want to email them since you got the line.
Yeah, I'll just email them since I got the line. Do we have the dates for that yet?
I'm good for any date. So yeah, email Farmington tomorrow.
Okay.
Get that going. And then,
I'm going to write that on my list. So
sure.
I told you yesterday or the other day that I've been going to therapy.
How's that going?
And great, man.
You're not sexualizing your therapist?
No.
Mine's hot, so I'm working on that.
Oh, good on you, man. Good on you. Oh, good on you. I was scared mine was going to be hot at the beginning, but I don't. I don't like blondes. I hate to say it. I might get canceled for that. Yeah.
See, that's so weird, man. Because
I'm not like,
I think beauty is beauty. Attracted. Redhead, brunette, blonde. Like, I don't have any preference. I think if you're beautiful,
there's some beautiful. Beautiful blonde women. I understand that, but it's like, it's just, I don't know. It's interesting. It's weird.
Yeah. I don't relate to that. Like, I see a beautiful blonde woman or a beautiful redhead woman, and it's like, I definitely don't think, well, I don't like blonde, so I'll go with the redhead. You know what I mean? It's not like that for me. Beautiful is beautiful. I don't know what else to say. I find that really weird when guys say stuff like that. Like, I'm not into redheads. Like, dude, she's pretty. What are you talking about?
Well, some people, I'm not saying they're not pretty. You know, I'll say they're pretty. I'm just saying, like, anyway, Dylan, she's got me making lists. So, and it's been really, really nice because I can actually just sit and cross things off the list. Email Farmington tomorrow. And if I make it now, that'll be the first thing I see when I wake up.
Right on.
Becomes a priority.
Righteous. So maybe we can get that and Blast and Scrap in the same weekend, and that'll be part of our triple run.
We could try to go down to Colorado Springs and try to get something there. I know some people there, maybe. And then I want to get us a show at the Dad Lounge. There's this place in Trinidad, Colorado, down south, and it's like 3 hours.
Do you have a line there? Because I can message them.
I know them. Yeah, I just haven't gotten to the, like, I just need to know the dates. I got to figure out when I can go. And then I'll text. That's what I'll do. I'll figure out tomorrow when I can go.
Yeah. If you got the lines, then you should book that.
Should.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was going to do that, but it doesn't make sense if you got the connections more so.
Yeah, I'd say keep hammering away at, like, Last and Scrap and...
I'll definitely try to find some
acoustic. And Lion's Lair, of course. Just, yeah, and find some acoustic. We haven't done that in a while, so.
I'll hammer away around Denver, and you take care of this triple run, since you got those connects. And whatnot.
Sounds good. I want to hear, so you told me the other day when we planned on doing this podcast, that you got some incredibly great advice when you were at the show.
It wasn't advice. It was an answer that answered my question.
Okay, but well.
I got 7 minutes left. Let me start a new session. And
oh, shit. We've been talking for that long?
Yeah, 33 minutes and hot 3 seconds. Dang. Okay, so let me send you another link. I'll end this.
All right.
So we actually didn't get to jump back on. We had a family emergency, I guess you could say. So that's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. Check out our new single, Soul Juice. It's up everywhere. And our jam tapes are now on their own channel called the Ted Nathan Jamcast, so it doesn't convolute our Alfred and the Ted Nators channel. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.